Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Am I right, ladies? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Backpack Coat for that incredible catchphrase submission. It might stick. Check with us next week. That might be the one that actually sticks that we do every single week. I have a feeling it's going to change next week, but not bad. Not bad. Thank you to Backpack Coat. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. This is a special November edition. And my name is Scott Aukerman. Coming up a little later, we have a great show. We have an entertainment reporter. We have an illusionist. And we have the world's greatest podcast guest. Well, that's exciting. Okay. Well, I don't know why he's in C-Block, but... we should just lead with him, but that'll be a little bit later. But coming up first, we have certainly not the world's greatest podcast guest, but a good one, right? I mean, someone who we want to welcome him into the exclusive Third Timers Club. Not a lot of people in the Third Timers Club. Felicia Day, only Two Timers Club. She's only made it to two episodes. Who else? Gary Goldman, only one.
Some have none.
See, and here's our new theory. The bigger the star you are, the less appearances you've done on this show. Because Ben Stiller, one. Childish Gambino, one. But welcome him to the Third Timer Club. We last talked to him approximately 1 year ago, one trip around the sun when he had an EP of material out, which was the perfect length if you're driving to somewhere. But now he has a new LP, which is the perfect length if you're driving to and from somewhere to listen to. He's back with his band Semisonic, one of my favorite bands. And please welcome back to the show, Dan Wilson.
Thank you.
Oh, we're clapping.
Very nice to be here. I like the clap.
That's what happens on the Third Timer Club. You get claps.
So as the number goes up, my notoriety goes down,
yes,
but the claps go up. So.
Yes. Dan, great to see you. Thank you so much for returning.
Pleasure.
It's always a fun email to get when I hear that you want to come back on the show.
Yeah.
I believe famously we discussed last time that you left after your first time, and I said, I have no idea if he had fun or not. And then I got the request for you to come back, and I was like, oh, good. It all worked out.
Yeah, I have to work on my expressiveness.
Yeah, let's... okay, I know
a
this
little
is
more effusive.
An audio medium, but let's see a smile. See, this is part of the issue, is your mouth creaks as you're making these...
just warming it up. It's okay.
Okay, how about a look of discontentment? I don't know whether that's the mouth creaking again or whether that's just your actual
that's
vocalization.
No,
that's, that's your soul creaking.
Yeah, my soul.
Soul creaking. That's a good band name, right?
Another great band name with no band.
Yes, we got to start that.
Okay.
You and we'll me. I need you to do 100% of the work on this.
Can we be guests on your own show?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't think we want to, if we want to be a good band. Dan, it's great to see you. I'm so excited. This is Semisonic's first album in, if I'm just putting a number to it, I'm going to say 22 years. Is that what?
That's the number that we came upon when we thought about it.
Every year since 2001, as Baby New Year is born and Old Man Old Year kind of crumbles into dust, he dies, right?
I don't actually. That's sad to think about, but yes, I think he does, in fact.
Does he have a heart attack right at the stroke of midnight?
When the baby arrives?
Yeah.
Is there an overlap?
He doesn't turn into the baby, right?
Because
that would be weird.
Creepy, yeah.
Yeah, so he dies,
right?
And then Baby New Year comes around. I count every single year. So 2002, I went one. And it's
year without a Semisonic
yes,
album.
Exactly. And I hit 22 this year.
Ooh.
And then suddenly this was announced that the band is back. Why this? Why now?
Yes. Why? Why at all?
Why?
Well, the EP was You're Not Alone, it was called. And it was sort of my rediscovery of how to write like that again. I've done so much writing for other people. I've been sort of flitting from one genre to another. And
you've done it. You've had a great career writing for people. You wrote very famously for Adele, which I got the name of the song last time wrong, but I think it's Someone Like You. Is
yes,
that right?
Correct,
and you
yes.
sang that on a previous episode as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
And you've worked with Claude and Mitski and so many great people.
Yeah.
And so you've been doing that since Semisonic disbanded.
Yeah.
And then you, when you say writing like that, what do you mean?
I mean, when I started to try to write songs for You're Not Alone, the last EP we did, I was not able to be that guy anymore, it seemed. But I had a meeting with Liam Gallagher.
And tell me about this meeting. Stop the presses. Stop everything.
I had a meeting with Liam Gallagher to talk about possibly collaborating on some music with him for his next record. This was in 2018.
Where does one meet Liam Gallagher?
We met at my place in the Valley. We lived.
Liam Gallagher went to the Valley.
We went to the Valley with his manager. This is so rock and roll. He came to the house. I let him in. The manager came in. Liam immediately said, "I'm so hungover." and then in the ultimate doubling down rock and roll mode, the manager said, "Me too. I'm so hungover."
Like whatever your client is, you have to be as
maybe,
well.
Or maybe they were both so rocking that they were both going nuts. Anyway, I had a great talk with Liam, got pretty inspired. At one point, we had a deck that looked out over the valley, and he went to the edge of the deck and spread his arms wide, looking over the deck onto the valley, you know, in the distance. And he said with his arms outspread, "I just don't want to do fucking arena rock anymore."
Yeah.
But it looked so arena rock.
Yeah, he can't help it.
The most arena rock thing I'd ever seen in my life. As though the entire valley was a huge throng gathered to hear him sing. Anyway, he left. The manager left. They nursed their wounds. And I wrote 5 new ideas for songs that I thought I could work on with Liam. And I sent them like 5 days later. And
you didn't want to do it like one day later because then you're too thirsty.
Well, no.
Right?
I didn't wait for it. It took me 5 days to have five ideas. And then
so you're a song a day.
And I sent them. And the manager got back to me right away. He said, "Oh, Dan, we forgot to mention the album's done. We don't need any new songs." So why were they at my house? Who knows? But anyway, when I listened to the demos, I was like, wait a minute. This isn't really me trying to be Liam Gallagher. This is actually me being Semisonic.
You being that guy again.
I'm that guy now. Yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't. We haven't used any of those songs, but those were sort of like the opening of the door. And the reason we have an album now, why an album? Just greed on our part, not for money, but just sort of like real estate on wax. You know, we wanted to put out more songs.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 decades since you worked together. What is it like? I know this is the question you're going to get every single interview, so I apologize.
Go for it.
In advance. What's it like working with these guys again? Oh, he's smiling.
No, it's great. It's very funny because it's like being, you know, we were on, John and I were in a band called Trip Shakespeare for 8 years of van touring. And then John and Jake and I were in Semisonic for like 3 more years of van touring and 4 more years of bus touring. And it's like family. You get back together and you immediately regress to your worst self of the past, you know, and that's kind of what we did amongst us. We had instantly had the same kind of band squabbles and also tons of fun. So
what I know there's probably not a huge amount of drama, but what are band squabbles when you're this age? You know, it's like,
yeah, like it's
like you played in this key. No, yeah, I want to play it in this key.
Yeah,
that would be bad. Doing a concert and you're arguing about what key you're going to play the song in.
I've been in that situation before, and I've been the one in the wrong key, so I can't I can't point any fingers. Yeah, I don't know, that it's more like a creative process of and we're from Minneapolis, so we're like super like chill and polite. And you know, people will be in the session and we'll say at the end of the session, no, we're really sorry we argued in front of you. And they'll be like, you were arguing?
That's right. You're a Minneapolis royalty. You have a star outside First Avenue.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. They erase it every couple of years and replace it with someone else just to show us that they can.
Really?
It's like showing the blade, pulling it partially out of the scabbard. You know?
Yeah, my wife is from Minnesota, mm-hmm. and I think there's something in the music that she responded to. We always talk about All About Chemistry is one of our favorite records. We would drive around the IKEA parking lot listening to it. For some reason, I really relate. I relate it to being in the IKEA parking lot. I don't know why. In my Toyota Camry, CD in the changer.
Oh my God!
Just listening to it over and over and over again.
Well, it might be. I mean, a lot of people when the band first went to the UK to tour, a lot of people, when they met us, they said, so where exactly are you from? And we said, Minnesota. And they said, oh, we thought you were a Norwegian band. So,
really?
Yeah, maybe our accents, but also maybe our essence was so IKEA-ish. Yeah. Well, that's Swedish, but maybe,
but yeah,
like the poor cousins of the Swedes.
do you think the songs are kind of similarly sounding to the old records? Are they, or have you learned so many kind of tricks of the trade working for the past couple of decades? Now you're like, oh, let's make it sound like this because we can. Or what do you do in this situation?
Yeah. That's interesting because I told the guys that when we were going into it, I don't really want to update our sound or anything like that. I don't want to do any kind of, I don't want to make us more, you know, make a show of being more relevant. It just seems kind of dumb to me. So given that, you know, armed with that freedom, still the fact was that when we started playing together, we just sounded exactly the same. So
There's only so many notes you can play, right?
And it's only so many vibes you can have with the same people. But I think what happened was the songs I brought were pretty varied, and we just had to kind of adapt ourselves to the list of songs. And maybe that gave the record some variety, but not a lot. It's pretty consistent.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear it. Little Bit of Sun. It's actually out now when people are listening to this.
Yep.
You're going to be playing a couple of songs from it, from what I understand. That's what I was told.
Yeah,
you have a look of shock on your face now.
Huh? What? Wait,
I'm flashing back to your first appearance. I'm supposed to do what?
We need to talk about this. No, I thought I would do one from the EP, You're Not Alone, and one from Little Bit of Sun, the album.
So in total, you have an LP and an EP. That makes up what? Like a super LP or what?
A LELP? A PLEP?
A PELP. Wonderful. So we're going to be hearing a couple of songs from Dan and Semisonic's Little Bit of Sun. It's out now. And I need you here also to help me interrogate these guests. Is that something you're comfortable with doing?
Thank you. Yes, that's my sweet spot.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, we need to get to them. This is his first time on the show, so apparently he's has a little more juice than us. He's only been on once. Let's welcome him to the First Timers Club, entertainment reporter AJ Zapp.
Scott,
It's so good to be here.
It's so good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Dan, by the way. Dan, I know we're on opposite ends of the room. Is that going to be confusing for you? Or?
I think I can figure it out. Scott over here and Dan over there. Good to see you.
He'll be the bad cop and I'll be the good cop.
I have to say, Big fan, Dan.
You're sort of like Batman. You're not turning your actual head. You're turning your entire body to look at both of us. Are you wearing a cowl?
Cowl-like, yes.
Yeah, what exactly is happening here?
I have a neck brace on.
Is that what that... It's flesh-colored.
I painted the color of flesh.
And there's tattoos on it.
Like how Dan Aykroyd would paint his mustache in
I don't know what you're talking about. You're saying it like this, like I'm going to join with you, but I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, in the first season of SNL? He would do a Cesar Romero in The Joker?
Yes.
Not to bring two Batman references into this, but...
Well, it's good to be here.
What are the tattoos on your neck brace? You've painted tattoos, or I guess affixed temporary ones to the...
One is a skeleton dancing with a rose.
Oh, okay. So it's a tiny skeleton or a huge rose?
Yeah, in terms of...
Perspective. Oh, yes. It's like Indiana Jones and the Boulder?
Yes, the rose is...
Very close to the camera.
The skeleton is very, very far away, but it is tall.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's taller than a human skeleton?
Yes.
This is not coming across in the picture at all.
It's as tall as a... What did the vet say?
You consulted with a veterinarian on this tattoo?
Well, because he said it was as long as a... the skeleton was as long as a giraffe.
As long as a giraffe.
Therefore, I had to go to a veterinarian.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Wild. I think it's kind of wild.
It's a little strange. So you went to
it's
him after the...
It's a little strange.
But look, it's not the strangest thing I've ever heard on this show. I mean, Dan, maybe, you know, you're used to hanging out with musicians. This is kind of wild. I don't know.
I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah. Okay. Dan, you're on the opposite end of the room. What's the tattoo on his other side of his neck? I can't see. He won't turn his entire body to me.
It looks like a skyline with an asteroid.
Wait, is that an asteroid hitting the Fraser skyline?
Yes, and if you bring up that magnifying glass you have there, you could see the word bubble coming out of Fraser's penthouse.
Oh, yes.
Look out!
Very tiny. Yes. Thank God I have this magnifying glass in case a crime ever occurs in the studio.
Just in terms of perspective, he's far away. But,
right, yes.
Fraser Crane in this version is 8 feet tall.
As tall as a giraffe?
That's what my vet
said. It looks
said.
Like also it's a tiny, tiny asteroid very close to us.
Yes, it's a teeny, tiny asteroid that is extremely close to you.
So why does he want us to look out? I mean, is it the speed in which it's traveling or...
It's unrelated. He's talking to Niles.
He's just telling Niles to look out for what?
Eddie.
Okay.
Over Eddie, the dog.
This was in the later seasons when Eddie was dead and just lying there on the floor, right?
And they refused to...
To move him.
To move him.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you, AJ.
Thank you. I know last year I was trying to get on...
Oh, you were trying to get on the show last year?
Well, because, as I told you...
You've been on the show before?
No. I wanted to last year because, you know...
And we had a conversation?
My entertainment reportage gimmick is that I say, hey, 2023, it's over in terms of entertainment.
I'm not following your gimmick.
Let's have our eye on 2024.
I see. What's
next in the world of entertainment?
Okay, so you don't report on things that have occurred. You report on things that may occur.
Exactly. Not present or past.
So it's sort of like ghost. It's like the ghost of the Christmas future of the entertainment.
Correct.
These are events which may occur, but they're not fixed in time.
Yes, and if you had me have...
What was going on with your headphones?
I got so excited. It's like when Jughead jumped out of the comic. Out of the box.
A little poof of cloud.
Because if you had me on last year, Scott, I would have said, hey, you know what's going to be hot in 2023? Barbenheimer.
You would have said Barbenheimer?
Yeah, and I would have gone, Taylor Swift's tour is going to be a knockout.
The Eras tour. Dan, have you worked with Taylor Swift, or is that just our previous two guests, Aaron and Jack?
No, I also have, yes.
Ah, yes. They were both on the television show and the podcast, if that's... Wow.
I didn't...
Can you imagine?
I've never worked with her. I did work for her.
Oh, doing what?
cleaned her gutters.
Is that what you do on the side? Is you clean gutters?
Or yeah.
What is happening with your headphones? Do you need to tighten them? What is it?
It's okay now.
It's okay now. Okay.
Yeah, I had one ear off so I could hear my voice.
I see.
And then in like Phil Collins style, you know,
He would do gated that. Reverb. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I should just make the choice to have them on.
I think so. Yeah, that's better than seeing you squirm 100% of the time. Okay, so you would have talked about Barbenheimer. You would have talked about the Eras Tour.
I would have said, hey, look out. I think one of the Try Guys is going to get canceled.
Was that this year?
It was the tail end of 2022.
Okay, so that counts.
If I had been here in November, I'd check. But now, in 2023, all the worlds of entertainment, I know.
Everything's shutting down.
But what they got stuff in the back burner,
yes.
And I know what's going to be hot.
Okay,
in the fields of music, TV, movies, books.
Well, this is great. I'm glad that I finally allowed you on. Well, you said we had a conversation about this a year ago.
I wanted to get on the show a year ago, and you said we're busy.
Oh,
and then I reached out and I said, I'm ready this year. And you said, what do you do? And then that's when I explained, I predict what's coming up. Uh-huh. So the second time we spoke, I referenced what I had done. You signed off on it.
Okay.
That was a couple weeks ago.
I'm sorry I asked. I don't remember having these conversations with you, but I talked to a lot of our guests.
I understand that you talk to more people than I would. I'm up cleaning gutters all day.
Is that what you do mainly for a living?
Well, the reportage does it for itself.
Yeah, normally it does. Normally entertainment reporters, yeah.
Freelance. I'm freelance.
You're freelancing.
So I have to earn income.
Well, also it's all about the future, so no one knows if you're telling the truth or not.
I can only have my record, so it's getting on podcasts like this and saying,
right,
making my statement so people can then check the record and say he did predict that.
Okay, great. Well, it's very nice to have you on the show. Is that it? Or
no!
Oh, wait, you have...
ask any of these fields, music, movies, TV show, anything, and I can tell you what's going to be hot in 2024.
Dan, do you have a favorite field of entertainment?
I'm biased towards music.
Yeah, music. What's happening in the music world? Music.
Well, hey, this is what, Monday? Last week, a new Beatles song came out, right? Remember
last
that?
Last Thursday, yeah. I thought you talked about what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, 2024 is going to be a new final Beatles song that gets released, and it's based on an unreleased John Lennon song called Yoko and Me Made Out Last Night.
Huh. Okay.
And Paul McCartney listened to it. He drooled. He said, can you bloody get me a napkin from Drew?
Okay.
I want to record this, he said.
So John, before his untimely death and before obviously 3 years later when he came back to life and started being on this show a lot.
Yeah. And at some point after him and Yoko had made out.
So we can pinpoint it. I would imagine they were married a while. Hopefully they were making out. I don't know.
I love the romance of that. If they were married, but they just made out.
Yeah, I don't know that I can say. I don't know that I would even say I've ever made out with my wife as when she's been my wife. It's like made out seems like a very like carnal pre-marriage
thing. These were revolutionary, Scott. Love was love, whether it was.
Please sit down.
And these headphones keep blasting off.
I now see you have tattoos on your thighs. What?
Well, that's because these are flesh-colored braces for my thighs.
Oh, you have knee problems or?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Kneecap problems.
I don't mean to offend you. That
knee problems.
I think anyone with kneecap problems, if I were to say, do you have knee problems, they would just agree. But you take umbrage with not including the cap?
I take Umbro soccer shorts with you.
Okay.
That's beyond umbrage.
All right. So what else do you have? I don't want to dwell on the Beatles thing anymore.
No.
What else do you have coming up in 2024?
I'm sure you guys are big fans of television, TV.
The boob tube.
The boob tube. The glass teat.
The idiot box.
The Scrounger.
Okay, I don't know. I don't think that's an actual nickname. gave you the glass teat. I will not give you the Scrounger.
I'm going to use the Scrounger from now on.
Hey, turn on
that's
the
when you call it that to my family and they'll groan.
Honey,
what's on the Scrounger tonight?
All right, I am too. This is pretty good. Okay, I'll give you the Scrounger now.
Well, there's been a long teased Seinfeld reboot. And I've got my ear to the ground and some sources telling me. So it's a spoiler. So if you don't want to hear about this, the Seinfeld reboot.
I think I'm all right. I think, yeah.
The essence of your work is spoiling next year for us.
That's right. So if you don't want to get it spoiled, you just advance, okay?
Okay.
Jerry and Elaine are married with two teenage daughters played by Jason Alexander and Michael Richards.
Okay. You had me. Even though they were just friends, I could see them as characters getting married, but then they have two teenage daughters played by...
The actor who played George Costanza.
Yes,
Jason
Alexander. Yes,
the actor who played... TV's Kramer, yes, Michael Richards.
No, yes. Jason, of course, a member of the one-timers club.
Of course. I hope I'm not part of that club. I hope I'm part of the three-timers version.
Okay,
you want to know what's going on in 26?
We'll see once the break comes around whether I'm even going to invite you to stay for the entire show.
Well, in this universe, Kramer and George are dead.
Oh, well, how did they die? Do you mind me asking?
They blew up 69ing.
What?
I know, it's weird.
They literally combusted somehow from 69.
Hey, it must have been hot.
Wait, is that you doing a Rodney Dangerfield impression?
I think it might have been.
You don't even know. Okay, so they're dead.
But they want the actors. This kind of a fierce creature situation.
They didn't have to write them dying from 69ing. They could have just written the characters that we love coming back.
Well, to honor Larry David's vision that they 69ing.
Oh, that's Larry's idea. Okay, that makes sense.
So you can't go around changing his ideas. Yeah, so yeah. So they did find a way to cast them as the daughters.
That's so interesting. I don't know, Dan, would you watch something like that? It's...
I've got my I'm skeptical, but you know, when I'm in front of the Scrounger, I'm like a slave.
Kick back in front of the Scrounger.
The glass teat, of course.
Watch the season reboot of Seinfeld.
Wait, is it called Seinfeld or
no? It's called My Dad's Mispronunciation Steinfeld.
Oh, really? So everyone mispronounces it as Steinfeld.
No, it's pronounced Seinfeld. My dad.
Just your actual dad.
My actual dad, Bob Rust.
Wait, Bob Rust? I think I know one of his...
He changed his name. His
I know a different Bob Rust.
Zap.
Oh, his last name was Zap. Then he changed this makes sense. So what else is coming up in 2024?
Books are like fish hooks. They'll catch on your mind, you'll find. J.D. Salinger's...
That's all I need. I don't even need you to go into the fake thing.
You know, they finally cracked into J.D. Salinger's... They always said in his bottom drawer he had some old manuscripts that he could break out.
That he wrote as an old manuscript?
He unpublished books.
He unpublished his books?
Yeah,
really?
That he had never published. He unpublished them.
Wow.
And now the estate is saying you can release them. And I happened to read The Galleys of J.D. Salinger's unpublished novel.
Wow.
And the first one that they're releasing... It's about how Batman and Robin met Catwoman.
And how they
teamed up to bring down King Tut.
King Tut isn't even canon in the comics.
He's canon when J.D. Salinger was watching TV in the 60s.
The Scrounger. Oh, my God.
Sorry, babe. Gotta watch The Scrounger. Okay, J.D. Do what you gotta do, J.D.
So J.D. Salinger, the writer of Catcher in the Rye, Franny and Zoe, Seymour Butts. I don't think it was Seymour Butts.
And yeah, he's going to write the new Caped Crusader and Whippy Boy.
Whippy Boy?
I'm losing the thread here.
Okay, all right.
There's also going to be a new nonfiction book that I think people will be interested. I mean, this is the sort of thing that they're going to base a miniseries on or a movie.
Okay.
People say it's a conspiracy theory novel, but it is going back to the JFK assassination.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's very popular lately. I think some people are saying they know what happened. There's new books coming out with new theories.
New technology, new theories. And this person, it makes a very convincing case that JFK killed himself.
Killed himself?
I'm just kidding. That's how whacked out these theories get. That was a joke I broke.
Okay. I don't need you to do jokes. All right. You're on the show because you said you were an entertainment reporter. I didn't know that it was about the future, but I don't need you to do material.
Hey, I'm working on a 8 for Leno.
Leto's not. Are you saying Leto's coming back? I don't care.
Leto's not coming back. I checked with my sources to see if he was coming back to TV. He's not.
It sounds like almost everything that's happening next year is a reboot of something that's happened a long time ago.
It does sound like people are coming up with new material. It's just that they're repeating previously in different ways.
That's the state of the entertainment industry, I guess. You know, if you have IP,
It says more about the state of the entertainment industry than anything about me. This is going to get you a big eye roll about the state of movies.
Mm.
You know, I mentioned it previously, the big hit. The phenomenon Barbenheimer?
Sure, yeah.
My sources tell me that Christopher Nolan and Greta Gerwig, they're secretly working on their own follow-ups so they can do a second Barbenheimer weekend this next summer.
Whoa!
But here's the wrinkle.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do an Oppenheimer movie. She doesn't want to do a Barbie movie.
They're switching?
They're both basing their movies on a character named Barbenheimer. And it's going to be a battle. Who has the ultimate portrayal of Barbenheimer?
This fake person?
Yeah! What do you think he looks like? I've drawn pictures.
I haven't thought to draw pictures, but I'll start, I guess. I don't know.
I want to crack at the bat. I want to make my Barbenheimer movie.
Yeah, but you could... are you a filmmaker? I know you're an amateur comic, I guess.
and
you do
gutter
the gutters.
Yeah. Pro bono.
You do the gutters pro bono?
Well, I'm working... I'm not trying to earn money doing reportage.
But you said that didn't pay for... Okay, never mind. Do you have one last... I don't mean to put a qualifier on...
I have one last movie one, and then for Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, really?
I'll look at what's coming up.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's hear the movie one.
So the movie one is just for film fanatics.
Oh, yeah, for FFs.
Gene Hackman is coming out of acting retirement.
No way!
To star in porno... Yeah, multiple pornos. Many pornos. I don't know all the titles, but I do know one.
All right, what's one of the titles?
Clitters of the Floutin' Poon.
Okay. I don't think this is true. I don't see Gene Hackman doing this.
That might be part of my hard aid on Leno.
Oh, wait, this is fake? Really? Okay.
Well, this isn't fake. This is true comedy news.
Okay.
Next year, there's going to be a new 1 hour stand-up special. I got a whole bevy of comedians. People are just fans of comedy are going to be excited to know. Confirm these comedians are doing.
Okay, who's doing a new hour?
Dr. Doozy.
Dr. Doozy?
Dr. Doozy.
Dr. Doozy.
Hugo the Silly One. Pamela and Pamela.
Oh, Pamela and Pamela. Okay.
Jeffrey's Comb. Melody Burp.
Why are you taking so much time in between these?
And the last two, the Smothers Brothers and Farty Pants.
Okay, look, AJ, I don't think any of this stuff is happening. I didn't want to say it at the beginning of your bit. So,
yeah, you stinker. Bugs Bunny.
That's your Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Okay. Look, I said I'd make a decision on whether you're going to stick around or not. I'm afraid we're going to go to a break without me making that decision. I'll do it during the break.
Thank you.
Before we go to a break, Dan, what do you say? Are you all set to sing one of these songs?
Yeah, I could sing one of the songs.
Great. And is this from the new LP or is this from the EP?
I'm going to do the title song from the EP from a couple of years ago.
Okay. Wonderful.
And then at the next opportunity, I'll do the new.
Okay.
Song from the new album.
All right, wonder. And can we know the title or do you not want to do spoilers?
You can know it. It's called You're Not Alone.
You're Not Alone.
Everybody knows that the world is wrong. The only thing to do is write it a song. That's one way to take a wrong and make it all right. So drink up your time, take a pill for the pain. Come out of the dark and in from the rain. I want to see your face in the glow of the firelight. The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. And believed it, you've always known. There's someone out there watching as you go. Just a feeling, you're not alone. Gaze in my eyes and tell me I'll be all right. Even if I don't get what I need tonight. Sometimes the complexity gets a little complex. But other times it's easy as baking a pie. Falling off a log and live until you die. What would even be the point if we knew what comes next? The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. And believed it, you've always known. There's someone out there watching as you go. Just a feeling, you're not alone. Dance, love, play to the beat. Make a little poem you can sing in the street. Who you gonna believe, the TV or your beating heart? You gotta fight the power or tell it the truth. Then you take your fight to the voting booth. Sharpen your senses cause you're gonna have to see in the dark. The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. And believed it, you've always known. There's someone out there watching as you go. Just a feeling, you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Yes. Wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Dan Wilson, more from AJ Zapp. Okay, I decided. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. my mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Dan Wilson just sang, right before the break, sang a wonderful semisonic song. And I just, the whole time you were singing, I was imagining Liam Gallagher just with the mic. He does the whole mic technique where it's above his head and he sings up to it.
He's reaching up with his whole body.
Yeah, yeah. Did he ever talk about why he does that?
I didn't ask him.
What?
I was so deferential. I just basically let him say what he wanted to say. It was awesome.
Yeah. How long did you spend at your house? Not to make this all about Liam Gallagher, but
less than 2 hours. I don't know.
So what are we talking? 159, 158, 157,
104 minutes.
104 minutes. That's something not bad. Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Scott, my inside sources in the music world tell me that next year Liam will be singing down into microphones.
Whoa, this is one I do believe.
That's a new very scoop. Low, very low. The mic will be below his kneecaps.
Below his knee. Okay, so he's going to really have to crouch down. He'll be laying on his stomach, maybe even?
Yeah.
Okay, no further details necessary. Well, that was wonderful, Dan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're going to be playing another song at the end of the show. But before we get to that, we need to get to our next guest. He's an illusionist. Very exciting. I know this is an oral medium, but, hopefully whatever he's doing can translate into your ear holes. But please welcome to let's welcome him into the First Timers Club, Chris Angel. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Are you all right? Everything okay?
Planet Hollywood's kind of mad at me.
Oh, Chris. Oh, no. I'm sorry. By the way, this is Dan.
Hi, Chris.
This is AJ, not Jazz, but Zap.
AJ Zap. Big fan.
Scott, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. Guys, do you mind if I talk to Chris Angel,
we'll take five.
Master Illusionist? Not five. I don't think it's not going to take 5 minutes.
No,
is it?
I don't think it should.
Minute 45?
Like a second.
Just a second. Yeah. Chris, everything all right? What's going on?
You didn't even tell me that there would be like talented people here. I'm here to promote Mind Freak, and I really am nervous. And
I'm sorry. I think anytime you do a talk show, you should assume the other guests are probably talented. I mean,
okay,
there aren't a lot of talk shows where people talk to just total duds the entire time. I mean,
okay, yeah,
yeah.
My tummy hurts.
Do you need some sort of a Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah, I swallowed like so many keys today, Scott.
Oh, as part of the act?
Yeah. yeah.
Do you get locked out of your house a lot because you're always swallowing keys?
Mm-hmm. Can I stay with you for a little while?
No.
You're like a brother to me, though.
We're never very close. No, I've never met you. This is our first time meeting. Chris, it's wonderful to have it. By the way, Dan, AJ, you guys can come back. You're huddling in the
minute
corner.
Minute 45 exact.
Okay, great. So, Chris, it's so great to have you on. You're an illusion. Is that what you consider yourself to be, as an illusionist?
Yeah, real. I'm a real wizard, illusionist, magician.
When you say you're a real wizard, what do you, meaning you're really good at magic,
I'm actually magic.
Oh, he's spectacular. I've seen him. And I don't want, Chris, you to be on your heels, you know, just because an entertainment reporter and a musician's in the room.
Yeah, when you said talented people, you meant Dan, right?
Well, talented in the field of music. I'm talented in the field of gutter cleaning. And you, I've seen your act. You are spectacular. And you have real magic. You do have real magic.
Planet Hollywood says I'm on the thinnest of ice.
What's going on with Planet Hollywood? You say they're mad at you?
Yeah,
what's...
I keep throwing dead doves into the audience, Scott.
Why?
Because they die in my coat, Scott.
Okay.
During the show.
Why? I thought you said you were actually magic. Why do you have dead doves in your coat?
Shh.
Oh, I see. Okay, wink,
yeah,
wink, wink.
Yeah, wink. And, you know, they're also mad at me because I don't clean up my clothes and I wake up like 4 minutes before the show starts. They got to cut my sparkly jeans off me every night.
Do you live there at the venue?
Yeah, of course.
You have a little setup down there?
Yeah, they let me sort of sleep wherever I want.
Oh, and where do you usually want?
By the warmth of the slot machine, Scott.
So you're down there on the floor, on the casino floor?
Yeah, the casino floor.
Okay, I can see as where that could be a problem for the... What establishment is it? It's the
Planet Hollywood, right on the strip in Las Vegas.
Those people can be... I know some of the management there. They can be real jerks.
How do you know the management there?
Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all real mad at me.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be doing that. Maybe they're justified in...
Yeah, I guess. Do you want me to levitate you?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have Chris Angel on the show without wanting to be levitated, am I right? Can you levitate all of us?
One at a time, one at a time. Everyone's always like, Chris Angel, can you levitate me? Chris Angel, can
you
levitate me?
You're the one who fucking offered.
Chris Angel, can you marry me?
I'm not offering it. Yeah.
Can you adopt my kids, Chris Angel? You look like you'd be the best dad ever, and you don't smell like fish. That's what they say to me,
Scott.
They
say that to you all. Well, I am going to join in the chorus. Can you levitate me?
Yeah,
because
ready?
You offered it. Yeah.
One, two, three. Is it working?
Were you doing me? Because I don't think I'm... maybe you're doing one of the other guys.
I'm such a loser.
I saw you move.
I shifted a little bit. Yeah, it's hard to stay just totally motionless as a human being.
Are you sure about that? I think you got shifted by Angel a little bit.
Maybe I horizontally levitated?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I was off the ground, though.
Oh, man. Scott, can I, like, take a little nap in your bed for, like, 5 minutes? I'm really lightheaded. I'm, like, always upside down.
No, I don't want you to take a... I can see that as you're lightheaded, though. That was you were really straining.
Yeah.
AJ? What, are you going to be a Willis? You're going to be a Stallone or a Schwarzenegger here? Not let her sleep? Let him sleep at your place?
No, I'm not going to let you sleep in my... But Dan, you live relatively close.
It's
maybe
actually farther than you think.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, oh, as the crow flies, though, it's pretty close, isn't it?
But the canyon between... It's so deep.
Okay, yeah. Have you ever been to the valley?
No, too scared.
Too scared? Oh, of a valley?
Scary,
really?
Scary, scary, scary.
As
scary.
The crow flies, I can't say, but I can speak for the mongoose.
What?
God, he's so cool.
I know.
Scott.
Be cool.
So wait, Chris
cool.
Angel, you think AJ Zepp is cool?
He's the coolest.
Well, we come from the Vegas showbiz tradition.
Yeah, showbiz. I'm actually a little scared I might be out of a job soon. Dan, can I be in your band?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you play?
I can sing. Ready? I am the mind freak.
Do you only sing your own theme song?
Yeah.
I would love to hear Semisonic cover the mind freak.
Did you just drop something? You dropped your phone on the ground. It startled you so hard, you jumped like Jughead again.
Hopefully, next time it's 10 pounds I happen to drop.
We'll see. Are you exercising?
No.
Okay, well, you got to exercise and at least diet before you can lose that kind of a amount of weight.
I just want to look healthy.
Okay, sure. You want a good body. I mean, your body's not bad. You're covered in
braces.
Braces, yeah.
Both flesh-colored and the teeth. That's nice of you to...
Yeah, those are flesh-colored teeth braces.
Well, Chris and I, we go to the same orthodontist.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Where's that?
We get our braces.
Mm-hmm.
Braces what?
Done. Tightened. Separately. He has his appointments. Sometimes we see each other.
You don't do
lobby.
A dual bracing.
No.
No.
My saliva is vodka. I pay a pretty penny for that.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
part of the Vegas tradition.
Yeah.
Wow. So what you think you might be out of a job?
Yeah, they're so mad. On my show, it's sort of... People get really mad on Yelp about it. They don't love it.
Really? What? I mean, it's been a while since I've really heard about it. What do you do in the show these days?
Well, people pay $400. I drink out of a red Solo cup, and I'm very chatty throughout the show. And that's true. I did go last weekend.
Oh, no, yeah. You're in it every performance,
yeah, exactly.
I think. Yeah, yeah.
It's so much money to get in. And I'm sort of like hostile towards the audience.
Huh.
I float a little.
Oh,
and I
good.
Make out with the ladies on stage. It's so cool.
Okay. So you float a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that the extent of the magic that you do?
Kinda. I also eat razors.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say raisins.
I was getting excited about that too.
Yeah. Well, you guys are big fans of the California raisins, especially the one with the saxophone.
Oh, well, yeah.
You were telling me during the break, right?
And I don't want you to eat them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
We've
probably...
already had two eaten.
I'm probably feeling sick from eating all those razors, too. That and my Frasier tattoo is so infected.
You have a Frasier tattoo as well?
Yeah, of course.
Where?
Everyone does.
Where? On your back? Or where?
On my neck, of course.
Oh, what's your Frasier tattoo?
The skyline with a little bubble of dialogue.
Oh, what's the dialogue say? You know, this is very similar to AJ's tattoo.
It's something scrambled eggs.
So someone not getting the words right until scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Something and scrambled eggs.
You love it?
It's tossed salad, by the way.
Oh,
you
could have
checked with anyone.
Our orthodontist is also our tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll cross paths. They,
is that legal?
No, everything's infected.
I think it should be illegal to have two jobs.
I agree.
Two different jobs. You can have two of the same job.
Mr. Gutter Cleaner and entertainment reporter
over
here.
Stay with the gutter cleaning.
Can I do entertainment reporting on the side?
Oh my God, I used to be like you. I used to have the sex appeal that you have. Damn, ladies used to love me. Remember the early 2000s, my show? I'd walk around Vegas and be all cool and mysterious.
Now you're a little bit older. I don't like to comment on guest weight, but I will on yours. You're bloated.
Scott, can we turn back time, please?
I don't think that's possible. We're not supermen who can just fly around the earth in reverse fashion.
Is that and I say this like with respect, is that like a piece, like a hairpiece wig?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, it's several wigs glued together.
Why not just buy one?
That explains the different colors.
I can't afford one.
You can afford three?
Yeah. That's Vegas money. You get it. You get
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry you're falling on hard times or have fallen.
Yeah, my show's really cool, though. Maybe you could you can promote it on your Comedy Bang Bang.
That's what you're here to do right now.
Oh, you realize
you're on the show.
Oh, my God.
We're recording right now. This is going out to thousands, if not millions. Okay, not
okay,
millions,
ready?
But thousands.
I am the mind freak. Kick, punch, and swallows razor. Cartwheel, kisses a lady.
That's me. Stop.
I love you, though, Scott. I love you. Please, okay. I love you. You're like a brother to me. We're famously close, you and I.
I don't know about that, but okay. So, what are you doing your show right now? Is that?
Yeah. Can you tell everybody? Can you tell everybody that I'm not so bad after all?
Well, do a little bit of your show here and try at least levitate yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you look
Dan,
so nervous?
Throw me. Toss me in the air, Dan.
Chris, I don't know if I can actually do that.
Come on, Dan. Toss me.
Okay.
Ready? One, two. Yeah!
Whoa! Mind freak is soaring through the air.
Dan, how are you able to toss Chris Angel that hard?
I think I pulled a muscle in my arm.
I'll tell you how. Lifting those Marshall amps, bruh.
I think he has people for that, honestly. When's the last time you lifted an amp? Be honest, Dan.
I have a tiny Fender Vibrochamp practice amp that I
That you make your servants lift.
And I'm sorry, when you got to go up those
kind.
When you got to go up the back steps of Gabe's Oasis in Iowa City, up those slanted steps when they get all icy.
What are you talking about?
Right? Iowa City throwback. I
We've
love it.
We've been there.
Wow.
Dan, you're one of my best friends. Can I have Liam Gallagher's number? Not for anything weird.
No, of course it won't be weird.
I just want to buy him presents and give him a hug.
I'm really not in touch with the dude.
Yeah, it sounds like he came to the Valley once and there was maybe an intermediary, the manager. Seems like the manager gets really drunk at night and maybe isn't the best at replying to emails as well, or even
don't
communicating
mind if I do.
Basic facts.
Well, okay. Sounds like my kind of guy.
I hear there's going to be a Vegas Oasis jukebox musical.
Really?
You know, the Queen musical, I think, debuted there.
Okay.
And so that's where they're going to start it off there.
This great. They have such great songs. What's this one called?
Which band?
Never mind.
Oh, no, not another competitor. I'm the best magician here, right?
Do you do magic? I don't.
I did as a teenager, but not
did you
well.
Really?
Not well, yes. I think all the nerds did that.
Yeah, what did you do?
Not that you're a nerd, Chris.
No way. I kiss ladies on stage.
Yeah, you got into magic when you were way older.
Yeah, you're magic, but if it was done by a really cool guy.
Yeah,
right?
Cool
guy. Clooney got into magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the big mistake most of the nerds made when they learned magic was just being nerds.
Yeah, if only they were cool guys and then they learned magic.
There's really only one cool guy who did magic, and this is real. Doug Henning.
I thought you were going to say Jesus Christ.
Don't bring up my competitors, Scott.
Oh, because I'd say that ironically, Scott.
No, I thought you were a very devout person. That's your other tattoos on your arms.
Yep. And it's every story of the Bible.
Yeah. Every single one.
Yeah.
It's like full sleeves.
Well, you saw me when I was coming out of the tattoo artist.
Yeah, the orthodontist.
And the orthodontist.
Hey, Scott, can I talk to you a second?
Sure. Do you just solo?
Yeah, just solo.
Okay, yeah. Guys,
right back.
Take a second. Yeah.
Can you not bring up Jesus or David Blaine or any of the other ones on my episode? Because people, if they're reminded of them, they're going to remember that I'm not the best.
Okay, what if I were to be talking about the Charles Dickens novel, David Copperfield? Is that all right?
No.
No, not even that. That's
not
anything
even
adjacent?
That.
No?
No.
Okay, what about Claudia Schiffer?
Mm-mm.
She was married to,
I know, but anything that will associate back to a talented magician, don't even say it.
Okay. What about NBC? Because Penn Jillette had that show on NBC for a while. He was a game show. Who?
Oh my God, throws myself down on a bed.
Why are you doing your own sound effects?
I always do.
Okay, look, Chris, I'm sorry things aren't going well for you. This was an opportunity to hype up your show and get people interested in coming, but obviously you're in a state of emotional distress.
I can do it. I can do it. I'm going to put a sheet over my head.
Okay, now.
I'm going to disappear. Yeah.
Okay.
Please disappear. I'm such a loser. Please. When I take the sheet off, be gone.
The sheet is not soundproof, by the way.
Oh,
I'm sorry to say.
God! No!
Okay, Chris. Look, get yourself together. We have to go to a break, if that's all right. When we come back, we have, the world's greatest podcast guest. I don't know why we didn't start with this.
What?
Yeah, it's just a podcast guest. Not a magician. Not a magician.
Come on now.
We're going to come right back. We're going to come back with more Dan Wilson, more AJ Zapp, more Chris Angel, if you can get it together. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Dan Wilson of Semisonic. A Little Bit of Sun out now, and people now, are you making it hard for people to get this record? Is it like some sort of a scavenger hunt or something to get it, or is it available everywhere?
Geez, I think I would stand out on a street corner with a pile of them if people would buy them. I'm not sure why we would make it hard.
Yeah, so it's easy, right?
Anyone
could stop this show right now.
I see what you're getting at. Yes. Very easy to find. First of all, you could go on any of many online streaming platforms and just listen to it for free.
Sure. Now, you were not like Neil Young taking your stuff down off Spotify, right? You thought that he was an idiot for doing that.
No, you were telling me. I was happy that he did that, except then I had to have a subscription to Apple Music just to listen to his and Joni Mitchell, but that's okay. No,
you can only get a live cover of Powderfinger with Pearl Jam.
That's kind of that was the vibe. No, but I feel like if I did a protest quit of Spotify, the world would go on as it was.
Yeah, there is making no difference at all. Also, we have AJ Zapp. Speaking of the world going on as it was,
why is it Spotify and not Fido-ify? I think my pet's going to get pretty angry.
Your pet's name is Fido?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You're incredible.
Thank you.
Chris Angel is also here. Chris has just been basking in the glow of AJ Zapp here and his just cool factor, his it factor.
Scott gave me a soft blanket and a Fanta and I'm doing
better.
You're
doing okay now. Good.
And that blanket is soundproof.
Good.
We tested it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so let's test it out. Let's put it over your head now and see.
Okay. I am such a loser. Thank God they can't hear me.
No one tell them.
Perfect.
Phew-wee. And
it was perfectly soundproof.
What were you saying under there?
Yeah, none of us could hear anything.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to our next guest. And a lot of people are out there reviewing this week's episode saying, why wasn't this person on right from the top? He is the world's greatest podcast guest. Please welcome Donk Poop.
That's my name, Scott. Thank you for having me. Oh, clap. Hi. A clap, and I'm not even a three-timer.
Wow.
Just a clap from the intro. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Interesting name, but easy to pronounce. That's what podcasts want. Am I right, Scott?
It is pretty interesting. I mean, Donk. Uh-huh. Donk's not like incredibly easy to say. But.
Sure, yeah, but you read it, you nailed it. You nailed it.
I did say it correctly, yeah.
You nailed it. And every podcast I've ever been on has gone viral. And I'm not, and this one is guaranteed to as well. It may have already happened because I think Chris Angel joined Semisonic, if I was listening.
Yeah.
To part of that. I did?
Just to sing the Mind Freak theme every
I'm
night?
I'm on Semisonic?
Whoa, we've gone viral?
I think you're in it.
Oh my God.
That's the kind of steam I bring to a podcast, Scott.
Okay, but no, that wasn't any of your doing.
Right, but me just sitting here somehow encouraged that. And I think more things will happen. I believe in that power, okay?
Okay.
I believe in what I do.
What is it you do? Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, if I talk about something, I got an interesting story about it.
Okay.
If I sometimes
so if you bring something up, you have an interesting story.
Or even if I'm challenged, okay, challenge accepted, my man. What are you still talking about my name? Okay, here's an interesting story about Donk Poop. Back in the day, maybe you know this, Dan. Back in the day, people's last name used to be what they did. Correct.
Sure.
So my great
Smith.
Right. Exactly. Smith. Planter. Etc. My great
Mr. Planter's peanuts.
Mm-hmm, and you're well aware.
Yeah.
My great grandson. Zesters.
What did you say? Your great grandson's Zesters?
Exactly. See, isn't this the kind of fun people want from a podcast?
I don't know.
I'm bringing it up the top. So my great-great-grandsesters, one of them, he was always pooping. This was 1491 at the time.
This is the year before Columbus went to America?
About 3 weeks before Columbus went to America. Because he was pooping so much, his roommate, Chris, they called him, said, I gotta get out of here. And so he got some boats, went across the ocean. Christopher Columbus was my great-grand-ancestor's
wow.
roommate who pooped, and that's where the name come from.
Wow.
Viral.
1492, Columbus sailed the ocean.
Brown! I love it. Yes.
Didn't realize he did that in January.
Yeah. Well, you know, they try to keep it down. They try to make it feel like it was a summer. But believe me,
it seems more like a summer thing to go out on a boat. You know, it's like why set sail in the middle of winter?
They would want you to believe that, but I have the facts. It was January. Isn't that right? Golden Globe and Emmy Award winning Rachel Bloom.
Yes, it is. And I'm Golden Globe and Emmy Award winner Rachel Bloom.
Oh, thanks
Whoa!
For coming.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
Holy
the
shit.
Kind of... You can leave now, Rachel. Thanks for sticking around. Wow. That's the kind
wow.
of fun that I bring to a viral podcast.
She's a member of the One-Timers Club.
Well, now it's going to be...
She's so famous.
On Reddit, now they're going to be talking about if it's one or two because of that appearance.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out to the Redditors because I see you and I appreciate you because I like podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, so you're a guest who's on the podcast, but the people also
I
like
do whatever
you.
People
That's
want.
Cool.
And so if the Reddit people want me to shout them out, I'll shout them out. You
Let's
know?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what else do you... What else do people want you to do?
Sometimes, like, do we want to make this viral? Sometimes what I'll do is I'll go opposite of what the podcast is known, then it stands out.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't mind going viral, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, we're in our 14th year, actually our 15th. We just hit the 14th anniversary. Sometimes the show can get a little stale, you know what I mean? Especially when it's a strike and you're only allowed to have musicians on and people
You got
like
a fucking problem with me, Dan Wilson?
Whoa.
You got a, what? No.
Is there some sort of beef starting
yeah,
up here?
I got a problem with you.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You want a fucking fight?
This might be part of it.
I think it might be. You want to fight? Huh?
Ooh, whoa! Oh my yes. God! They're not actually fighting, but
now we are because you can hear it.
Dan's got those Marshall amp arms.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's already thrown Chris Angel across the room. Oh, he threw him again.
That was Minnesota. Not nice.
Oh. Oh my God, so a fight broke out in the middle of Comedy Bang Bang. This is definitely going
to
go viral.
I've got to listen to this thing.
This is like when Geraldo got hit in the face with a chair.
It's exactly like that.
Does anyone remember that?
Yeah. Because they spoofed it in UHF, I know the reference.
I literally need to go viral, so I'm really, really glad.
Yeah, can
that
you
you're
help
here.
Chris out? Or?
Absolutely. Because here's what I know. All we need is we need something quick and flashy, like that great fight we had. Damn, yeah, love yeah. you, big fan, but glad you fought with me.
Yeah.
Because people don't read the articles; they just see the clicks, right? So if they see the clicks. We can all agree that everyone sees the clicks.
I guess we can all agree that they all see the clicks.
They all see the clicks. No one's clicking the click. They're seeing the clicks.
They're seeing the clicks.
So if we say something, hard and fast, that'll stand out. Like if we say 9/11, the U.S. is lying about 9/11. Right?
Okay, well,
and then we'll just go dot, dot, dot. If you lived in Australia, because then it was 9/12. Now we just clicked the 9/11 set. Dan Wilson and Chris Angel are on a podcast. I'm not going to mention you, no offense, are on a podcast that where they say 9/11 is a hoax.
Well, I think at least
if you put AJ Zapp's name in your description, you will get a 1% uptick.
I think at least like bystander. They'll call him, you know, fair. I mean.
Yeah. So then we put that. We say we're on a podcast where they admitted 9/11 was a U.S. hoax. Viral.
No, unfortunately, that's one of the pillars of my personality is saying that it's a hoax. So, it might be redundant.
Chris Angel is like if a 9/11 truther were magic.
Okay, so what you're saying is Chris Angel has maybe never got real. We're seeing aggressiveness. We're seeing anger. Mm. So maybe if we go around the room and we all say a true sad moment that's happened in our lives, maybe that'll change the podcast. Because this is usually a funny podcast,
Yeah. Not me, not now.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Chris, not with what's going on in my life recently.
Absolutely.
A confessional?
Very legitimate.
But certainly with our guests.
Yeah. Too. Chris, is there something sad? Something devastating that's anti what we'd expect Chris Angel to say?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, my best friend Scott won't let me stay with him for even a day.
Okay, and can we make one of you a pedophile or something? Something bigger? You know,
not me.
Okay, yeah, fair. Yeah. Again, very fair. Very
but
fair.
Chris, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, yeah.
Me either.
Allegedly.
Me either. Allegedly.
At least something weird's going on with the Doves, right?
I mean, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great.
They're my best friends.
Okay.
But I've killed a lot of them.
Great. Chris Angel kills. And then later on, we can say it's Doves. But right now in this podcast, Chris Angel admits to killing things.
I like your style. I can feel the virality already.
Yeah. You're amazing.
Away. That's good.
I come from a long line of making magic. Before podcasts.
You're upsetting Chris, by the way, when you said you make magic.
Oh, yes. No, of course. That's just a turn of phrase.
Not a competitor.
That's just a turn of phrase.
Not actual magic, just a podcast magic.
Exactly. Before I was on podcasts, I was a marketing genius.
Oh, in what
respect? Was the guy who went into Domino's and said, this pizza's shitty, let's tell everybody. I was the guy who saw Jared Fogel and said, let's talk about that. Let's get you to Subway.
So you're the guy who even convinced him to go to Subway in the first place.
That's right. He was just hanging outside of junior high, and I said, let's go check out Subway. And then you were
playing the long game with him.
Yeah, because then I got to go viral twice, baby. First time holding up a big pair of pants, carrying his bike so we knew he was exercising, and second time's because of those horrific things he did and said and around children. Wow. I didn't follow up with the story that well, but I know that it's awful.
So you've had a couple of, you did the Domino. The Domino's thing was very weird.
Fantastic. Everyone's still talking about it.
I mean, we are, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just it makes me not want to ever go to Domino's again. But at least they admit it. Oh, my God, they admit it.
I used to see Wendy's, and I'd say, ooh, what a cute, pretty little girl up there, burgers. Let's focus on an old man who's her dad talking for a while. Let's show Dave, the guy who founded the thing. Everyone loves old guys who are uncomfortable on TV. Let's make an ad campaign around that until he dies, and then we have to start explaining why we changed, and it's, of course, everyone knows it's because he died. That's the kind of virality I'm bringing to the world.
Do you think they'll do like what they did with Colonel Sanders, where they have comedians play Dave Thomas now?
Oh, I hope so. What a fun thing that would be. And then some of the comedians would later explain that they were mad that they didn't get to be it long enough.
Yeah, and that they thought they were hired to do it for good, and then they were replaced three weeks later.
They got brought to the farm where it all started, and they made them learn about the history, thinking that they would get this job for years and years, only to be quickly replaced by another comedian.
Yeah. You were behind that, you were saying.
The dream, yes. Well, they were going to give it to one guy the whole time. I said, no, break that man's heart. Then he will talk about it forever.
Yes.
Wow.
So when you came from a long line, do you mean like generationally? Generations of hype men?
That's right, yes. Generations of hype men.
That bring attention to the format?
For example, yes, for sure. For example, there was a time when there used to be a number that doesn't exist anymore.
Whoa!
That's right. That's right. And it was all the rage around fires when people would talk around fires.
What?
And it was my ancestor that said, "Let's get rid of that number." And he was the hugest thing for the longest time.
So there was a number between two other numbers that we know.
Yes. If I said the two numbers that it's between, you'd be like, there's one between those? Like, that's how much we know this number. But, when he said, let's get rid of it, he was on. If they would have had Time Magazine back in cave times, yeah, with fires. Yeah.
Caveman Time Magazine.
Yeah. He would have been on it. And then now...
So he's the guy who said, let's get rid of the guy who invented numbers.
No. Mm. No.
Give us a hint.
The man who invented
numbers. Give us one of the numbers. It was in between.
One of the numbers was six.
Okay. Whoa! So either five or six. Yes, six and seven.
I will say that.
Wow.
Yes, yes. But one of the man's...
I think it's probably between six and seven, because it seems weird to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7.
Is that,
you know what I mean? It's like it should just be another one syllable thing.
So is that right?
Or a one and a half.
Is that right, Rachel Bloom?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, wow.
Wow.
You knew and she knew. Viral, Emmy Award winning, the Golden Globe Award winning, Rachel Bloom coming and leaving just to give us that information.
Wow.
This episode is going viral.
Wow. Well,
I mean, guest who brings a drop in. That's cool.
Amazing. Yeah. Do you have any other tips for us to go viral? Anything else?
Well, it's always going against the theme, which is tough because you're a comedy podcast. So there's a lot of things.
Things have happened. People have died on the show.
Okay, that's what I was going to pitch. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. I went on Smartless and I threatened one of their kids' lives, and we all cried for a long time. You probably remember that episode.
I don't think I saw that one.
It's viral. If you go on X. Formerly Twitter, right? But we all love X, right? That was my idea. I was
changing one of the world's most recognizable
yes.
brands.
So that now when everyone says what it is, they have to explain the old version of what it used to be. And therefore, they're talking about it twice as long. Viral!
But you changed the domain name to X, right?
That's right.
Or is it just still Twitter.com?
I think it is still just Twitter.com. Okay. Even more complicated.
Complain-cated.
See how I said that? That's so fun. Of course I could have said complicated.
Sure.
But when you extend it out, now me and Scott have a little rapport, a little back and forth, if you will.
Exactly.
If this goes on YouTube, that part right there is going to be the little spike in the viewership.
Yeah, with all the comments timed right to it.
Everybody went to it.
That's right.
Check out that part. Viral.
Well,
viral.
You're the king of viral. What if I ate this dead dove in my pocket like an ear of corn? Right now.
Gladly we'll watch that. However, I don't know if that is unexpected for what I think if I see Chris Angel on X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. That's normally what I do.
What would be is if like you sang like a full-throated Indigo Girls song or something that feels very antithetical to what your energy is.
So you're just
like not eating the dove.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You enjoying doves, for example.
Right.
I could see that. Or you hanging out with people for 30 minutes and never doing one illusion. That to me would go
viral. That would be
viral.
Very hard for you, yeah. So you're an opposite guy. So let's take Dan here.
Okay.
He's known for classical songwriting.
Correct.
He's known for plaintive, haunting vocals.
Ooh.
What would you say, in order for Semisonic to go viral
right
now, what would your advice be?
Rap music.
Rap music.
Rap music. No guitars, just the beat. Do a classic.
It's sort of like when, which Ramon was it that put out a rap album back in the 80s? Yeah, I can't remember which one it was.
Let's
but
pick
like,
one, because if we're wrong, people will talk about it on the internet.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If you say something just with full-throated...
People love when you're wrong.
People love corrections.
People like to fight whether you're right or wrong, and people correct the correction. So we're going to say it was Joey Ramone who did a rap album.
I don't think it was, but
and
okay.
Even better.
But who cares?
That shows how viral I am. I nailed the wrong answer. And he did all of Chris Cross's best songs. That's right. He did Jump Jump. He did I Missed the Bus. He continued on.
You know
rest-
more than Jump Jump?
I do know their second one. And after that, I was going to start making them up.
Oh, you have an evil laugh. I just noticed it.
That's right. Because you wouldn't expect it from me. Viral.
He's viral, man.
I don't know. I I don't know that we're going to go viral. I mean, the fight was good. It was crazy that you guys fought, you know, but other than that, I mean.
I'm also from Minnesota, so that's very unexpected. Two Minnesotans getting in a fight.
It hardly ever happens on one show.
On a comedy podcast? I mean, come on. We got, what else happened? The best Rodney Dangerfield practically came back to life on this podcast.
Yeah, if you would have had Rodney Dangerfield coming in the room, like you have Rachel Bloom over there.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Well, you could have beat up Rodney Dangerfield. That might be viral.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? Oh, hey, kid, that hurts. That hurts. You're punching me in my fucking dick.
Do we ever hear Rodney curse like that? I would love to.
This sounds viral. It sounds like we're pitching a viral moment.
Yeah. And he did rap as well.
Rapping Rodney.
Covered all the bases.
That's right. Yes. Just Rodney cursing. Just a line of curses from Rodney.
Yeah, the seven dirty words.
Rodney Fuckerfield would be his name.
Isn't that right, Rachel Bloom?
Oh, she just went to go check her parking.
Yes, it is. And I'm Golden Globe and Emmy Award winner, Rachel Bloom.
Oh, drop the credits again. I love it.
I love Rachel. It, yeah. Reminding us who she is. Rachel, you don't need to tell us. We love
we
you.
Know, we
know. We're a member of the One-Timers Club.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Rachel Bloom?
Oh, she's shaking her head. No.
It's not right?
No, she said that's not right.
We don't love you,
we
Rachel Bloom?
We don't know who she is, I guess. Ooh, interesting. I bet her fans are going to want to get to the bottom of that. Ooh. Maybe no one knows who Rachel Bloom is.
Viral.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Okay. Very fair.
I don't know.
Believe me, the amount of times when I walked into Domino's, they had the same response. But then years later, and this is the episode that is remembered for your legacy, you'll see then.
I mean, I hate to not have anything to say, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what's got me disappointed about Domino's lately?
What's that?
I ordered it, open it up. There's a circle with cheese and pepperonis and olives.
Sure.
I ordered Domino's.
Walk me through that.
I want He's a big saying,
pizza oh, box. Gotcha. Okay, the game, yeah. The toy.
The little blocks. Okay.
You know, you can turn the boxes into large Domino's if you paint them black and then
you order enough of them.
Yeah.
Good thing I saved all of them.
What were you saving them all for?
You kept reordering. You kept reordering, thinking the next one would be the Domino's.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to turn back to you, Dump Poop.
Thank you.
Any last
viral ideas?
Yeah. It seems like you ran out maybe 3 ago, but I.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Usually you really only.
Oh,
one.
Sometimes when people, you know, Nepo baby sort of stuff. Are you related to some sort of celebrity, and that's how you grease the wheels to get in here?
Busted. Yes. I am Kelsey Grammer's kid.
These
look at my tattoo! Look at my tattoo! Look at my tattoo! Look at my tattoo!
And he says that all the time.
Who are you pointing at?
The one that says look out.
Oh,
he's
whoa.
He's always telling me to look out.
He's not saying and scrambled eggs all the time?
He is.
In my defense, who knows the theme song for Frasier?
Everyone.
If I could be honest for a second.
Yeah, please.
He is saying Favaja and scrambled eggs.
Oh, no.
And as a family, we're concerned.
Oh, no.
Because I think it's a sign that his brain is turning to mush.
He's oh, no.
And so I don't know.
Are we breaking entertainment news here on the show?
I don't know if you could look into 2024, but...
I've looked into my entertainment crystal ball.
Yeah.
And 2024, Kelsey Grammer is dead.
Oh my gosh.
No.
That is devastating for me to hear.
Wow.
But also, let's see if Rachel Bloom confirms it to be true or not.
Yes, that's right.
No. We love Frasier.
Yeah, we love Frasier.
Well, that's the character he plays.
Love he's Boss.
Also, wait, who's dead?
Boss is going to die?
Yeah, not Bosch.
Boss.
Yeah, it was your accent. I was worried. So wait, list. Who dies? Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey
From
Grammer
Cheers?
Dies.
But From me.
But Frasier is still living, right?
Yeah, the character will live on.
Yeah.
But your relative.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. This is terrible.
Broken the news.
Devastating.
This is not terrible. I forgot. To be honest, I forgot that you said you were related to him. So
yeah,
I was
it's okay.
Kind of being flip about it. But
yeah, you're being loose and fast with it.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. How are you related to him?
He's my father.
He's your father.
No.
And that means this is going to go viral.
Because this is a sad thing on a comedy podcast. And it devastates me, of course. But I'm here to provide virality to Comedy Bang Bang.
He's the secret grammar boy.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, you're the secret grammar boy that we've heard about so much. You're crying right now. I'm so sorry. You have tears just flowing down your
Don't
face.
Don't cry. You're rich. What? I'd love to be rich.
Yeah, you'll be rich. Unless you've been ridden out of the estate. I don't know if... do either of your tattoos have anything about him writing his secret grammar boy out of the estate on it, or...
Let's see.
Wait a minute. If we put our arms together, it's some sort of map.
And if you, and if you fold them...
Oh, they're folding their arms together.
That's why I have all these creases.
Oh, my God.
Out.
Our orthodontist is amazing. He's been playing the long game.
What is it a map to, guys?
Your house.
What?
Your... Dad's house.
I think that explains everything.
Oh, when you said your house, you were talking to Dan. Okay, wow. So yeah. the one in the valley, or
yeah, it was scary.
Oh, okay, yeah, wow. Well, I think this is gonna go viral now. Donk.
I like how that was the thing that won you over. I'm excited. I'm guaranteed.
I may not be won over, but I do know we're running out of time.
Fair enough.
I forgot your name was Donk.
Oh yeah.
I may have had to glance down at my notes, but Donk, we are running out of time.
Easy
I'm so
remember,
sorry
easy
about
to pronounce.
That.
Love to be here. Viral.
Donk poop. We'll see if you come back. All right. But we're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs. All right. That was Plug Improvement by CJ Kanouf. Kanouf, I believe, or Kanoff, maybe. Dan, what do you think about that as a professional musician?
It was bluesy.
Bluesy. And do you like the blues? No. Okay. So
he was smiling. That was him smiling.
That was him smiling. Yeah. Oh.
Get a read on that, man.
Yeah, interesting. All right, guys, what are we plugging? Dan, obviously, Semisonic's new LP, Little Bit of Sun, out now.
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys going to tour?
Yes, probably in the summertime.
Summertime. That's a great. See, that's I think when Columbus should have sailed a ship, right? It's good for concerts. It's good for sailing ships.
I'm not sure about sailing. We're actually just going to be in a bus.
You're playing your shows on buses?
I mean, we won't be going from gig to gig in ships.
But if you did, imagine the clicks.
Yeah.
You'd be late for every show. You couldn't get the most of them.
They'll be here in about a month.
Yeah, wow.
Are you guys, are you doing it a co-headlining thing like in your last tour, or are you doing a headlining tour?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's been all sorted out. I'm just pretty sure that in the summertime we'll have a lot of shows.
Who do we need to talk to about this? If not you.
You can talk to the public.
anything else going on? Any good records you produce that are coming out soon? I know you just did the Claude album, or you co-wrote their single,
yeah,
that came out.
Yep.
That was really good.
I have a new release that Chris Stapleton has out of a song that he and I wrote.
Nice.
It's called White Horse, and it's doing great. I'm actually pretty excited about it. But also, one of the things I love about it is it's just a rock song.
Oh, good.
It's not even like rock leaning country. It's just Chris being a rock musician. It's fun.
And his ancestors, they stapled like a ton of things, right? Is that
staple a ton? Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's how you get the name.
And AJ Zapp, what are you plugging? Or do you have something that people can... Don't point at me. Okay, that's very rude. Okay, if you're going to point, use two fingers.
AJ Zapp is also in a band called Don't Stop or We'll Die. And last Friday, we had a new single come out.
Whoa, you're in that band, Don't Stop or... They've been on this show before.
Yeah.
Are you a new addition to...
Me and the other members of New Edition have joined the
band. Oh my God.
For New
Ricky,
Edition.
Bobby, Mike, Olive?
And Ricky Bobby from
Talladega
Nights is in there too. Yeah. Oh my God. So that, and what's the single called?
Cuckoo Bird
is the new single, new Don't Stop or We'll Die single.
Yeah, it's a second single, and we're going to have a new album in a month. So that's why we're doing that.
All right, wonderful. Chris Angel, what do you want to plug?
Well, check out the Hey Riddle Riddle and Sitcom D&D podcast, and with your help, they can make it to Planet Hollywood and have a run there. Their destiny.
That's the dream for any podcaster.
A podcast on the Vegas Strip. Can you imagine?
With a bunch of random tourists who don't know what they're watching.
Just furious. Yes. So angry.
And Dunk Poop, what do you want to...
I'm a big fan of an improv show called Holy Shit Improv. It's in Los Angeles, but you can see it from...
Don't appreciate that kind of language.
I'm sorry, but it's what people remember.
It went viral.
It went viral, baby. You can also watch it from anywhere in the world. Past guests include Edie Patterson, Paul F. Tompkins, Jason Manzoukas, Paul Scheer, Carl Tart, Lauren Lapkus, pretty much everyone who's been on this show except for Scott.
I would not agree to do it.
Appreciated the offer, but politely declined, was not interested. But anyone else, holyshitimprov.com. I mean, that's not the what site? Patreon.com/holyshitimprov. You can see them all there or come out to LA.
Okay. I want to plug, what do I want to plug? Well, obviously over at CBB World, we have some great shows. We're doing Scott Hasn't Seen. We have CBB FM with some great musicians. And we have Hey Randy and this book Changed My Life. So many great... Oh, we have The Neighborhood Listen just started their new season. Woo! That's just started. So many great things over there. Head over to cbbworld.com and you can check all of that out. And I think we have some merch coming out for the holidays. I know we have signed copies of the Comedy Bang Bang book. I think Earwolf has 100 of them, and then I think Barnes & Noble has quite a few, which we all signed. And I'm sure information about that will be coming out soon, so be on the lookout. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Shall we take our key and make it
All right, yeah. See, 36 seconds. That's respectable. You people who have been flirting with 58, even that seemed a little long. But that was "Do Androids Dream of Electric Schwartz" by Dr. Science. Thanks so much to Dr. Science. And guys, I want to thank you so much. AJ, great to meet you.
Thank you.
I feel like you're going to stay as a member of the One-Timers Club, which is a good thing.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. And Chris Angel, better luck to you, obviously. Mm-hmm. No, you can't stay here.
What?
But if you can find Dan's house...
Okay, where do I put my bindle then?
But you don't have to go home.
Here.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
You said you don't have to. You can't stay here. And I said that you don't have to go home.
Okay, you need to stop talking now.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, sounds a little familiar.
You need to stop. But Dunk Poop, I want to thank you so much.
Viral. We did it.
We did it.
You just wait.
We did it. And Dan, thank you so much for returning.
Pleasure.
I believe you're gonna close it out with one of the songs off the new LP. Is that correct?
Yes. If I can get this guitar in tune, I will do.
You almost forgot what your instrument was called. Is that
this thing?
Should I be worried about you right now? I mean, I feel like you've picked one up every day of your life.
I have.
Has there ever been a day where you've not held a guitar? Do you think?
Oh, I think one out of 5 days I don't touch a guitar.
One out of five, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is that the 5 day work week?
I do the Lord's work on that day.
Oh, okay. That's a magician I know, by the way, who's pretty cool.
Scott, don't.
Jesus Christ.
Don't, Scott.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to do one more song.
And this is from the new LP. What is the song?
This is the title song of the new album. The album is called Little Bit of Sun. And so the song, of course, is also called Little Bit of Sun.
Wonderful.
Come rescue me because I'm all alone, and I can't fight this darkness on my own. Come set me straight cause I've been losing my mind. Most things that made me laugh just make me cry. little bit of sun, little bit of sky. I think I see it from the corner of my eye. Little bit of hope, little bit of light. I only need a little bit to get by. Come dig me out, cause I've been underground, doing the things I do when no one's around. My sister told me I've been wasting my life. Can't shake the feeling I'm running out of time. Little bit of sun, little bit of sky. I think I see it from the corner of my eye. Little bit of hope, little bit of light. I only need a little bit to get by, by, by. Come talk to me because I'm feeling low. I didn't know how good I had it before. Come tell me everything will be alright. The world keeps turning, won't you look outside? Little bit of sun, little bit of sky. I think I see it from the corner of my eye. Little bit of hope, little bit of light. I only need a little bit to get by, get by, 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 get by.
Incredible. Yeah. Dan Wilson, Semisonic, a little bit of sun out now. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.